Hi, my name is Julie Mackin, and we are speaking of social justice, which means, of course, as you can well imagine, we're going to be speaking about nuclear waste. You can see the connection, can't you? Actually, there's a million things we could be talking about today, all the bad things in the world happening. But I thought we need to talk about what's happening in Australia. And of course, it's connected to the big world. Of course, it's connected to other countries. But here's the thing. You know how we've been banging on endlessly about AUKUS, the $400 billion waste of space, needlessly provocative, three submarines that Donald Trump's going to cancel but take the money anyway, those ones? Well, there's a kicker to it. You know, this is the monster that just keeps on giving. We found out recently that not only does the US control, you know, all of this and, you know, the building, the intelligence, all of that. Because these are nuclear powered, we are expected to take the nuclear waste from these submarines. Now, for about 20 years, there has been a small group of Australians who have fronted an organisation called the Australian Nuclear Fuel Leasing Group. Their whole proposition, and it was adopted, you know, very enthusiastically by John Howard at the time, their proposition has always been that Australia should be the nuclear waste repository for the entire world. And they argue it on moral terms, saying we export uranium, we are morally obliged to take its waste product, which is nuclear-enriched waste. And they've kind of figured that probably Central Australia is a good place for this massive repository. And that, in fact, they can do it really safely because they'll be able to microchip all the uranium and all that spent nuclear waste, which, by the way, is weapons grade, which means you can make nuclear bombs from it, dirty nuclear bombs. All of that could come back to Australia, be loaded on a train in Darwin, and then catch a train right down into the centre of Australia. And, like, who cares except, like, actually First Nations people who live there. And the waste can be stored there for about 40 or 50,000 years. And, like, what could possibly go wrong, right? I mean, you remember what happened about 40,000 years ago? Oh, that's right. We weren't here. Well, most of us weren't here. Like, it is absolutely absurd to think that this can be stored safely. But there's a lot of money in it. Both England and France and America desperately need it. Yucatan Mountain, which was going to be America's solution to their massive nuclear stockpile, isn't viable. So they've been looking all over the joint for a place that can store their waste. And it turns out that Australia is the best place in the world, apparently, for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, we have always been able to push back on that and not take the waste and not become the world's garbage bin until AUKUS. Because a critical part of the AUKUS deal is that we take the nuclear waste. Now, let's face it, if we're going to take that nuclear waste, which will also be weapons grade, why wouldn't we also take all of America's weapon grade nuclear waste and maybe even England's? And actually, if we're going to do it, we may as well make a quid out of it, right? So let's take France's as well. Actually, let's take everyone's. Why quibble? We may decide to do this. You know, there are 27 million of us, and we might kind of go, yeah, the moral argument for this does stack up. We export the uranium. We should take the waste back. That's how it should roll. But actually, we may not support it too. The point is that this is happening behind your back, behind my back, without any of us having any say in it. And there is nothing right about that. There's nothing right about that.